In California, harassment because of sex is defined under the Fair Employment and Housing Act as including sexual harassment, gender harassment, and harassment based on pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions. This can include unwanted sexual advances or visual, verbal, or physical conduct of a sexual nature, as well as gender-based harassment of a person who is the same sex as the harasser. Discrimination and harassment of an employee can apply to more than one protected category. Retaliation is illegal, whether a complaint is later determined to be valid or not. Remedies that are available to victims of harassment and retaliation include fines and/or damages for emotional distress. Remedies may also include hiring or reinstatement, back pay, promotion, training, and changes in the policies or practices of the involved employer. Strategies to prevent harassment in the workplace may include training, performing regular inspections of employee work areas, encouraging subordinates to communicate their concerns, and moving quickly to resolve problems before they get out of hand. Under California law, managers, supervisors, or lead employees with supervisory responsibilities can be personally liable for their actions if they discriminate or harass. Their employers can be liable for their actions as well.